Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. You guys, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so what we're going to do is we're going to hang up because we are in a snowstorm still in Seattle, and we're going to reconnect, okay? So everybody call right back in. Sorry. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting hour of Blog Talk Radio. We did experience some technical difficulty. We are jumping into our show with 41 minutes remaining. We're going to try to get in as much of our show as we possibly can, so a whole segment might have to be cut, but we wanted to talk to y'all and connect with y'all. So I know you're going to catch this later on the podcast. I guess Blog Talk was having technical problems across the board because we couldn't even get on, log on, call in, nothing. But here we go. You can call us and join us live at 347-215-8305 throughout the entire show or by joining our chat room anytime.
And today we are going to be talking about the 2008 countdown, everything that happened in 2008, actually our top 10 things that happened in 2008 and looking forward to 2009. Baby, lead it off for us and tell me what you got.
Here we go. We got Barack Obama made history, y'all, by being elected the first ever African-American U.S. president, and our congrats go out to him.
No question. We just waiting for January 20th, baby. Number two, Lil Wayne had a breakout album. He really stepped up with this one, baby. The Carter III, amazing album, I'd have to say, that probably on there, Misunderstood, might be my favorite song. Congrats to Lil Wayne, 2008. Hopefully 2009 will bring that same type of enthusiasm and great work. Number three, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie become parents to twins, Vivian and Knox, baby.
Knox Leon, that's right. And then we got number four, jumping right on in here. And these are to name a few. These are some family accomplishments, everybody. First off, our daughter, Shani, she released her debut album titled My Dream. She also released her first book titled I Want to Live, A Teen's Guide to Finding Self-Love. And she has a brand new web series called Shani Story that you can go to on myspace.com/myshani. Again, that's myspace.com/myshani. And we also have, oh, my God, this is really, really exciting, you guys. She also shot 3 music videos in one day, all on her own, you guys. And I want to tell you, we are not overworking our kids, so don't be thinking, oh, my God, they're just pushing that child. This is all by her choice. She loves to do it. She's a workhorse like her mommy and her daddy, and she loves to, you know, she enjoys her work, and it's fun, and we were right there the whole time from beginning to end. I think we started at 8 in the morning and ended about 6 or 7 that evening, but we took a lot of breaks in between, and she got to eat whatever she wanted. She had lots of soda, and we kept asking her, does she want to do another one, and she said, yeah, and we knocked them out. So she did that. We have our son, Dougie Jr. He released his first book in a series, and it's titled Dougie Learns to Ride. It's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere books are sold. He became one of the youngest published authors on record by being 7 years old, and I released my second book titled Woman this December because I co-wrote the book No Ordinary Love, A True Story of Marriage and Basketball with my husband Doug in 2007, and I just released my second one, and we are anticipating waiting for my husband's second one in 2009, so everybody keep your eyes open for that. But we have a lot to be proud of for 2008.
No question about it, baby. And also, Beyonce and Jay-Z got married in 2008, baby.
That's right. That was some big news because she had been saying she probably wasn't going to tie the knot anytime soon, and she did, so that's really great. And we have...
The economy took a beating. It crashed with rising gas prices and declining real estate prices. The stocks dropped. 401ks crashed for people. The economy just took a massive beating. But hopefully with President-elect Obama coming in, we can turn this thing around and make something positive in 2009.
Oh, most definitely. And on a more somber note, we lost our beloved mother. Norma, Christy, and our prayers, our love, our blessings. You know, God, let her rest in peace to her in 2008. And I thought like a piece of me also went with her. But, you know, we love her, and we know she's in a better place. So,
no question about that, baby. 2008 in that way was not a good year. But we are looking forward to 2009. Rest in peace to my mother. Mm-hmm. No question. The Olympics. Now, baby, in the Olympics, the Americans did some great things. Michael Phelps, 8 gold medals, what we call him Triple Bolt for Usain Bolt, 100, 200, and 4x100 world records. And then you have the Redeem Team, as they call themselves, basketball's finest from the NBA, went over and took on the world in China and came back with a gold medal. Kudos to them as the Olympics of 2008 came and went.
Oh, my goodness, that was a good one. Then we have on another somber note, y'all, I'm bringing all the bad news, huh? Americans were targeted in India. That was one of the other big things that happened, and that's a different place. You know, with 9/11 being in New York and all the stuff that's going on with the Iraqi war and so on and so forth, it just was really amazing to see and disappointing at the same time, because there were some American friends that we had over there actually at the time that had just came back 7 days prior, and it was in a very popular American tourist hotel that they did this, and the sad thing about it is they were running into the hotel asking people, are they American, and then shooting them dead. And it was just really a sad thing in 2008. I'm glad we're moving on to 2009, and hopefully all that stuff will come to a complete end.
And to round it out, babe, the Boston Celtics win their 17th championship, and it's been a long time since the Bird era. Congratulations to the Green Celtics. All those Boston people up there, I'm sure, are proud of those Celtics, because it was a long time coming for title number 17 to get hung in the Raptors. So winding down 2008, we are doing for you guys today.
You guys, we're having a good time out here. Sorry about that. Like we said, we had technical difficulties, so we are just jumping right into the show, and we're going to move right along into Hot Topics.
And today in Hot Topics and News, we have for everybody out there, what do we got, babe?
We got Dwayne Wade plays Santa to Florida family. When NBA player Dwayne Wade heard the plight of a South Florida woman whose nephew accidentally burned down her home and ruined all of the family's possessions, the Miami Heat star knew he had to do something. So he helped the family move into a new home just in time for Christmas. Dwayne Wade presented Dawn Smith with the ultimate Christmas gift on Wednesday, the keys to her new house, along with some furnishings, clothing, and gifts to make sure her family had a joyous holiday, something that didn't seem likely just a few weeks ago. His Wade's World Foundation will make some payments on the home for her while Smith and her family get back on their feet. And that's really cool. So, you know, our congrats go out to her for getting a new home, and that's really powerful. So, you know, that's good what he done too.
No question. Also in Hot Topics, we have company serves more than turkeys. With news of corporate collapse and job losses all over the media, it's nice to hear a story where business owners take care of their employees, and that's just what the Spungen family did. An extra surprise awaited employees picking up their Thanksgiving turkeys this year from the Peer Bearing Company, which is the Sponges, recently sold to a Swedish corporation, along with a holiday bird. Each employee got a card with a little something extra tucked inside. The family dished out $6.6 million in bonuses to its 230 employees. Some workers were getting checks of $35,000.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of money. That's really, really cool, you guys. Next, we have battered stores hype post-holiday sales. Shoppers hit the stores early on Friday to return unwanted gifts and take advantage of drastic price cuts, offered by retailers desperate to get rid of old merchandise and boost their less-than-cheery holiday sales. Many retailers open before 6 a.m., offering 50% to 75% off on toys, furniture, electronics, and clothing. And Penny's opened at 5:30 a.m., the earliest post-Christmas opening in that chain's history. They offer customers more than 100 doorbusters until 1 p.m. But this has been one of the worst Christmas seasons, they said, as far as retail sales go, in a long time. We won't know until January 8th when all the final records come in, but they said it's very dismal. People just aren't spending money, especially in this you know, economic climate with the recession and all. So that's something that we had in Hot Topics to talk to you guys about today.
Babe, what is a doorbuster? I just wonder.
A doorbuster is for people that like shopping. It's like they pick out 100 items in the store, and it's like totally 75-80% off.
Oh.
That's what they call it. So they might have five doorbusters, and everyone's standing in line waiting for that. And that's what happened with that Walmart guy. I'm glad you brought that up. That got trampled, is they had like five doorbusters, and I think some of them were iPhones. And they ran in to go get them. I'm not laughing.
No, I'm not even.
Him. I'm just laughing because you can't. I mean, how do you become
Ooh.
A human stampede? You know, like animals.
Yeah,
you just ran him down and killed him. But,
wow.
That's what a doorbuster is, baby.
Well, also we have in a little somber news, mm-hmm. singer-actress Eartha Kitt dies. Eartha Kitt, the sultry voice songstress, actress, and dancer who went from South Carolina cotton fields to international award-winning stardom, has died
mm-hmm.
at age of 81. Kitt died on Thursday of colon cancer, according to a family spokesperson, Andrew Friedman. Famous for her cat Purr,
mm-hmm.
Kitt was one of America's most versatile performers, winning 2 Emmys and nabbing a 3rd nomination. Also, she was also nominated for several Tonys and 2 Grammys. So God bless her soul, babe.
Yeah, and we had some other surprises for you guys in Hot Topics. We were going to talk to you about the 12 jobs. In these hard times, there's about 12 jobs that's going to stay relevant and that will be available. So we're going to run through them really quick because, like I said, we had technical difficulties and the show had to start 20 minutes late. So here we go. We got number one is accounting. Bad times increase businesses and individuals' desire to wisely account for every last dollar.
No question. Number two, education. Even though in recent tough times you are going to see people going to community college, they are going to thrive because you might not be able to land a job, but people are going to go back to school to get more education. So education is going to be a big job getter, babe.
Then the next one we have is the entertainment industry. During the Great Depression, the movie industry boomed as people craved escapism. That means you want to escape from your daily reality and had time to burn. That would likely be the same today. The film, video, game, sports, and creative arts industry should be viable.
Number four, utility companies. This is the classic defense investment for the investors. Even in the worst times, utilities always stay cranking because everybody needs water, electricity, and all that.
Oh, my God. Okay. Next, we got repairs. Home, car, commercial, industrial. In a bad economy, the rule is don't replace, repair. For example, in a depression, struggling car manufacturers will more often opt to repair than replace a balky welding robot.
Yes, baby. Also, energy industry. Despite all the media attention to solar, wind, et cetera, the nuclear industry may, over the next decade, create the most jobs out of all energy industries.
Wow. And then we got healthcare, especially registered nurses, physicians, assistants, internal medicine, physicians, dentists, optometrists, pharmacists, physical therapy assistants. Ooh, those were tongue tires. In the whole healthcare industry, people are going to get sick. People are going to get hurt, knock on wood. And so that's going to thrive.
Senior services, an increasing aging population will increase the need for housing, home retrofitting, care management, and, of course, the aforementioned health care. So senior, as they get older, this is going to be a big one, babe.
Mm-hmm. Then we have law enforcement. Crime doesn't take a break in tough times. In fact, it goes up. So make sure that you're being careful, you're watching out, and looking over your shoulder, because in a recession, it gets very dangerous out there, y'all.
Yes, number 11, or excuse me, 10, the clergy. People seek spiritual guidance during these tough times, so this is going to be, the church is going to be where a lot of people go, so there will be jobs there also.
Definitely. Then we got number 11, the repossession, foreclosure, and debt collecting industries. For example, there will be jobs repossessing the big SUVs from owners who knew they couldn't afford them in the first place. Now, see, that's not even right.
Yeah,
they don't even have to say that, but anyway, that field will thrive.
No question. Government work, the new Obama presidency is likely to mean more big government solutions, creating government jobs across the board, but especially in homeland security, healthcare, accounting, auditing, information technology, and the IRS. The government has police powers to collect taxes in good times and bad, and so will be more impervious to economic declines.
Wow. And then we're going to move right along. I know we're going kind of fast, so I hope y'all can keep up with us. But see, we from Seattle, and we ain't got nothing else to do but practice talking fast. So, no, I'm just kidding. But since we started a little late, we're going to move right into
Beauty
and Lifestyle. And today we have in Beauty and Lifestyle.
I got number one for you, baby, and that's juice. And I cannot stress this enough. Fresh fruit juice and veg juice. Drink it, everybody. It loses weight. It helps your body. Many, many vitamins. You'll be glad you did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next one I have is time to make your goal list for 2009. No better time than the present to get a jump on things. So make your goal list and start now. The next one we have is how about some winter cleaning? Start now, little by getting rid of things you no longer need and get a fresh start for 2009. And don't forget, there's many charities out there that need your help with donations or anything extra you might not, you know, need. So make sure you connect with some charities and donate some things.
You want to keep your feet warm for colder climates, get yourself some great snow boots. Columbia makes an awesome boot. And with the snowy weather we have been experiencing lately, especially here in the Northwest, they made for a perfect Christmas gift for me because my feet were cold. Thank you, Santa.
And the next one is try to go to the spa at the beginning of the year and opt for basic cleansing facial and maybe a shiatsu massage. And for the ladies, a good manicure or pedicure to start the year off right would be great.
No question, babe. We're going to move into love and romance. And today in love and romance, we want to share a couple of poems with everybody out there.
Poems, I'm not sure I'm ready to do that. Okay, I'll guess I'll do it. You want me to go first and then you go second? Or how
do you want to jump into relationships? How about that? I got something for relationships. Let's go there first,
okay,
baby. How about that? Relationships for 2009 and beyond. At the top of the list, I got respect, and some more respect for your partner. That's what you got to do for 2009, baby. What you got?
I got trust. You have to not only be trustworthy, you have to trust in your mate, because that's really, really big in any relationship. So I definitely would say, you know, honesty and trust is important.
Okay, you tip right on mine, baby. Be honest. That is number three. Honesty builds trust. Both of them go together. It is a strong point of every relationship, honesty and trust.
Most definitely. Then we got communicate. Communicate with your mate whenever it is needed. One thing that people tend to do is they tend to zone out or argue and then go into a different separate area and then they don't want to talk and it's that whole pout thing and, oh, my God, it's just a mess. So it's better to try to work it out. I know sometimes it's better to kind of walk away and let it cool down, but definitely communicate. Make that be a priority. And communication means talking, not being a violent bully or yelling and screaming and getting your point across in a negative sort of way. It's about opening up your heart in 2009 and saying, you know what, this is the person that I've chose to be with or don't be with him. And, you know, we need to talk about this because you both feel better, you know, going into the evening or the next day or whatever, having solved it, than it just sitting there in the air. So don't brush it under the rug.
Now check this out, 2009, everybody out there, going to the new year, putting your mate first. They should be your best friend. Try to communicate, talk to them, everything that we talked about. Put your mate first and try to make them feel like that special person in your life. Look at them like a new sunshine, new sunrise, a new day, and make them feel special.
Oh, most definitely. And then lastly, we have be 100% committed to not just that other person, but your relationship. And, I mean, you know, people be like, oh, my God, it's so overrated, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. You got to be committed to it, and you guys got to be friends and just, you know, decide what you're going to do together. It should be everybody putting in the same effort, you know, 50%, 50%, and, you know, deciding, okay, these are some of our goals. You know, make some relationship goals. This is what we want to accomplish. This is what we want to do. This is how much money we want to save together or not together or however you're going to do it. But definitely, you know, be committed to the relationship, because you'll find that it's a lot easier than trying to be in it halfway, you know, half foot in, half foot out. It's not, that doesn't work. Do it better.
No, it does not. It does not. And I want to tell you guys again, respect, trust, communicate, be honest, 100% committed, and put your mate first. And you know what, babe? I got a bonus segment for the people. My wife doesn't know about this, you guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to surprise her a little bit because my wife, as you guys know, just put out a brand new book, and it is called Woman. And I want to do a little interview with my wife and ask her a few questions so she can let you guys out there know about her book. So I hope you read it. No, I'm just playing. You wrote it, so you know all about it. But why don't you, baby, tell us about your book, Woman, first and foremost.
Okay, starting off with the fact that there is not a lot of books out there for ladies in the realm of just kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty. We kind of got questions. You know, you can get a book on healthcare, you can get a book on fashion, you get a book on that kind of stuff, but nothing that really kind of encompasses a lot of different things or all of these different things. And I got a lot of friends that ask me questions and stuff, and, you know, sometimes I'm looking up stuff on Google and different places like that, so I'm like, you know, I want to put together a guide, you know, some type of information, and I think that the best way to do it is on my next book, I'm gonna call it What It Really Is For. It's for women, and it's about women, so it's a place we can all go and kind of hang out and talk about girl things. So, but, you know, it's funny because I know that there's some guys that go, oh, well, that book's only for women, it's for everybody. So that's how I came about writing it. It is a guide that talks about fashion, health, beauty, lifestyle, finding clarity, inner peace, what makes a woman sexy, and so on.
Well, baby, tell me this. How long does it take for someone to write a book? Say your book's around 200 pages.
154. And it took, it can take anywhere from a year to 2 years, sometimes four or five if you're trying to gather your thoughts and you just want to take your time and kind of go on cruise control, then it can take a long time. But, you know, if you kind of got your mind set on what you want to do, when you want to do it, and what you want to say, then you just have to sit down and put it together like a puzzle. It's not easy, but it doesn't have to be that hard either. It's kind of about, you know, about how much sacrifice you want to make, and I'd say the average probably takes about a year.
Okay.
Do a good book, a solid book.
Okay. Tell me this. What can women hope to learn in your book? You know, just maybe a couple of things. What can they learn from the book Woman?
I think women can learn different tips on eating healthy, and not to say that I'm the best eater because I do like candy. I'm not even going to lie, but for the most part, I've done a lot of research. I learned a lot about eating healthy and how it can make you feel and look. They'll learn things about skin care, hair care, relate a little bit about relationships. They'll learn, you know, pretty much the book's basis is how to get your groove back, how to get back out there. We've put our daughter's album together. We've done books in the last year. We've traveled. You know, I really put a lot of things ahead of my personal, what I like to do, and that's, you know, kind of be, you know, healthy and do a lot of stuff personally. So I think that it was more for myself as well as other women on how to get your groove back, how to get back to yourself. And that's what I think they're going to learn is how to put things in perspective, how to find inner peace, inner clarity, where you can go online and get information for women about women, where you can find fashion answers, and so on and so forth.
Okay. Now, I know you have a chapter in there, and the chapter is on 25 inspirational women. I just want to know how, because I've seen you read and all these different things, how did you narrow it down to 25 women with all the women that inspire you?
I would have to say that it definitely was hard because there is a lot of women out there and everybody got something special to offer. I mean, from friends, parents to, you know, actresses to, you know, just regular women. But I just narrowed it down to women that I have found myself reading about, growing up knowing, seeing, being interested in, feeling like they have a message, or being friends with, say, for instance, Tyra Banks, you know, that kind of thing. And just, you know, we were on her show, and here's a prime example, and I was telling her about how upset I was with that one guy that made those comments about us. And remember, I said, and, you know, he's a voice, and she said, but I'm a voice too.
Mm-hmm.
And those are moments you don't forget. Those are things you remember, and she inspired me in that way. And when I first met her in Los Angeles, and I'll make a long story short, in the elevator, you guys were on your way to play the Lakers, and Chris and you guys were going, and I was in the elevator to go back upstairs, and she ran in and goes, oh, my God, it's you. I've been looking up to you for years, and I love you, and I love Doug. And I'm like, wow, here's a girl that I also looked up to because, you know, she models. So we got something in common there. And I'm like, you looked up to me? Really?
Wow.
You know, so when I met her, it was really inspiring in that way because it's like, wow, here's somebody that I've always admired, you know, being a fellow model that, you know, had that to say my first meeting with her. So that's kind of how I narrowed it down. Personal experiences, learning about them, reading about them, knowing about them, and then, you know, their plight and their story.
Now tell me this, can guys, you know, because this is, the book is titled Woman, okay? So
uh-huh.
can guys get anything from the book? I mean, anything. Can what can a guy get?
I think guys can definitely get a lot from the book. In fact, we gave our brother one today. We gave Stinker one. So I think he's going to be able to get a lot from it. It talks about what, you know, things for women, inner peace, different things. Say you got a girlfriend. Say you got a fiance. Say you got a wife. These are things you could read about and you could suggest to her, or you guys could talk about. A lot of guys detach themselves from that sort of stuff. So by reading it, then they're understanding it, because I tried to put it in the layman's terms as possible to for everybody to enjoy. But it was for women, about women. But, yeah, men can definitely get something out of it as well.
So all the men, you can get a hint out there. That's what that means. Now, tell us a little bit about your chapter on, this interests me because I know what I said to my wife, but for the people out there, what makes a woman sexy?
Can I share what you said?
No, don't share what
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, I won't share what the what everyone said, but we trusted a certain amount of people, and we wanted their opinion on what they found sexy. So that chapter is really special because it really opened up my eyes, too, and I'm sure yours. And, you know, I tripped off of it for a couple of days, like, wow, this is really interesting. This is deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really
mm-hmm.
is touching, it's inspiring, and it's shocking. So you got to pick up the book in order to hear what they said. And this is men and women, mind you guys. And women, you know how they say women dress for other women. They don't really dress for men. They, you know, I'm going to wear this because I know they're going to be jealous.
Right.
When they see me wear these boots, they're not really saying, you know, oh, well, I'm going to dress in these boots because he's going to be jealous. They know that the guys are going to like, you know, what it looks like. Oh, she looks cute. She's hot. She's fly, whatever. But women dress for other women, and guys kind of do the same, I think. No, guys dress for women. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you guys a little hint real quick because that rounds out our interview, I'm sure.
No, I got
husband,
one more question.
You got another question.
I got one more question. This is the most important question that anybody could ask in an interview.
Oh,
and I want to know, where can you get the book at?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, let me tell you that, and then I got to tell you guys a little secret. You can get the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, MySpace.com, and anywhere and everywhere that books are sold. So you can get it at Borders, wherever. We have distribution, so it is through Bookmasters, and it's everywhere. So that's where you can pick up the book. Now, my thing is, I want to tell you guys, my husband's writing his second book, and I ain't going to tell him the title, but it will be for men, about men. And it's the second part to this. So it's going to be really, really interesting for me to read his book as well and open my eyes up even some more. But we're best friends, so I think I understand guys a little bit. Well, I understand my guy, I should say. But doing this book, I know you're going to – are you going to interview people and get their – and stuff and
what book you talking about?
The book you're doing.
Oh, the book I'm doing.
He's playing with you guys.
We'll see what happens out there, people. I don't want to give nothing away.
Okay, well, guess what, y'all? We had something special for you. We was going to read some poetry to you, but we're going to skip that segment, and we're going to move right into sports because we're in the last part of our show. Since we had to start 20 minutes late, we're not mad at Blog Talk or anything. We're mad at the weather.
Snowy, snowy, and more snowy. But with the snow comes the wind, and that brings in the whizzle. Whizzle, are you out there in Blog Talk land? I know you tuned in. What's happening, man?
Hey, I'm trying to keep warm, man. I've got a cup of eggnog and a big mug and my favorite Banky.
There you go, Banky, Linus, everything like that. Whizzle, you know, we were running late today, so we're limited on time. We're going to run through this for everybody out there. This is the last week of the NFL season before those great playoffs start, and we want to get your picks. Whizzle, you've had a fantastic year. You had one week where you got everything perfect. Let's end it out on a good note, shall we?
Why not?
There you go. St. Louis at Atlanta.
Hey, let's go with Atlanta. That's when they're at home. They're a hot team. Hey, we got to go Atlanta all day.
Jackson at Baltimore.
Hey, this is going to be another tough game, but we got to go with Baltimore. Their defense has been responding. They are at home, and they're going to end on a high note as well as trying to get some momentum established before the playoffs.
Those Raiders, they are at Tampa Bay.
The Raiders are at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay needs a win, but Oakland has been playing well as of late. I'm going to go with Oakland to win in an upset.
Ooh, New England is at Buffalo.
I'm going for New England again to get an upset on the road. It's going to be a tough game. Obviously, Buffalo's been playing well and picking up some steam. But I think that New England has found their stride, and this is going to be a huge opportunity to take advantage of.
Chicago is at Houston.
Chicago at Houston. Chicago needs a win, but they are at Houston, and I am picking Houston this week. So if you are a Texan fan, you got to go with it and understand what's going down. Hey, and they need to break those red jerseys out, too.
There you go. The Plexico Burrowless Giants are at Minnesota.
This is going to be another tough game. I really like the Giants. I think that they can somehow bounce back, but I think the loss of Plaxico is a lot huger, bigger, excuse me. That wasn't the medical type of term. Minnesota this week. I think Minnesota needs this win. It's going to be a tough game. Obviously, they're having a little bit of a quarterback controversy with Tavares Jackson, but I think he squares it away this week, and it's going to be a lot of Mr. Adrian Peterson.
Carolina at New Orleans.
I'm going with Carolina. Again, another playoff team who's trying to find their stride, trying to build some momentum and ride the high road as you go into the playoffs. I'm looking for Carolina to show it big.
Wow. A lot of games this week have playoff implications, no bigger than Miami at the Jets. Who you got there?
You know, that's a huge game. I was going back and forth with this one. You know what? I believe Miami steps in and they get the win. And it's not a knock against Mr. Brett Favre. I just think that right now Miami's playing at a higher level. I think they're play calling and all the way around, they're a little bit more sound. So I'm going with Miami to get the win against the Brets.
There you go. Dallas at Philly, another big game. Who you got there?
Huge game, Dallas at Philly. Cold weather. I'm going with Philadelphia, and I know it's probably not the most popular pick for America's team, but, hey, sometimes you got to roll with the way it's thrown out. Again, we're talking about play calling and execution and the things that make a team is as far as being a unit and having unity. And I think that Philly right now is exemplifies all those type of features. So we're going with Philly this week.
A win or go home game, Denver at San Diego.
This is going to be another big game. Hey, obviously being at home helps. We're going to go with San Diego. I think they're a little bit better on both sides of the ball. And also the rushing attack with Mr. Sproles and LaDainian Tomlinson is going to be huge this week. So I'm going for San Diego to represent at home.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. It's going to be a tough one. Obviously, Cleveland can put up some points and give you a challenge, but we're talking about the playoff teams and the teams that truly separate themselves from the packs. And so we look for Pittsburgh to get a win and to keep the momentum going and to hone their engine and get ready for the playoff run.
Some games that are looking forward to next year, Kansas City at Cincinnati.
Kansas City at Cincinnati. This is going to be a good one. Obviously, it's a couple teams on the downside of things, but obviously all teams want to end on a high note and you know, try to get things going into next year. I'm going with KC. They got a little bit of a controversy as far as with Herman Edwards, if he's going to come back or not. There's reports that he wants to spend time with his family, which is understandable, and hey, you can't blame a man for that. But I think they will get the win and rep it on out in Cincinnati this week.
Detroit at Green Bay, the winless Lions are going. What do you got here? Are they going to be the goose egg of the year?
Man, I got to do this for Webb. Webb, if you are listening, I'm Detroit, man. Hey, you are in Green Bay, Wisconsin, man, the cheeseheads. You guys got a lot of things going on. But, hey, let me tell you, Detroit has been playing well. They got a couple guys that we probably don't know about because they've been losing so many games, and Mr. Calvin Johnson. And also they've got a really, really great running back who's a rookie this year who's put up somewhere around 1,300 yards. So, hey, I look for Detroit to go in and get a win and to do it for the Gipper.
There you go. Tennessee at Indiana, playoff game type of atmosphere. What do you got in that one?
This is at home. I think that Tennessee will take care of business. I know it's probably not popular, obviously, with Colts fans, but the slash and dash, the running combination that they have going on right now, and as well as the execution they have on both sides of the ball, it's hard not to pick Tennessee. I'm going with Tennessee in a huge rushing attack.
Conference rivals meet up as Seattle and Arizona. Arizona going to the playoffs. Seattle going to build some snowmen. Who you got in that one?
You already know. This is Holmgren's last game. They just bought him. Did you see that? Go on to SeattleTimes.com where you could check out a picture of Holmgren's Harley that the team put together for him. It's a nice $45,000 bike. Hey, he's going to win it as he goes out on a high note, and they get the upset in Arizona.
The last game that we will be picking in 2008 regular season is Washington at the 49ers. Who do you got there?
Washington is another tough team. They're trying to get their thing together. San Francisco obviously has just found out that their coach Singletary will be back again for another term. So, but Coach Jim Zorn, ex-206 Seattle native, to get the win this week in Frisco.
There you go, everybody. Now, looking here, Wizzle, we're going to jump into a couple NBA. Well, actually, I got one question for you, Wizzle. Give me, so far this year, I'm going to give you mine, you give me yours, Final Four, basketball, if it started tomorrow, Eastern Conference, Western Conference, I got L.A. versus San Antonio and Boston versus Cleveland. Who you got?
I would go L.A. versus the Spurs. That's not bad. Hey, that was your pick. Let's change it up. Let's go L.A. This is the Suns. Shaq has been playing well. You got Amari Stoudemire. You got Steve Nash, and they've been playing well as the acquisition of Jason Richardson. I think it could be interesting. So I'm going to go with L.A. and the Suns.
I'm sorry, Wizzle. Eastern Conference, I got Boston and Cleveland. Who you got there?
Boston and Cleveland. I like those teams, too. Boston, Cleveland. We got to switch it up. Those are teams you pick. I do like Boston, so I'm going to stick with them, with those guys. But we're going to go with another team that could possibly give them a good run. And we're going to go with Hedo, Brother Hedo, down in Orlando with a big Mr. Man who does the thing on the boards and does it down there. Hey, you know what? Even Jameer Nelson can get a little love. Their team puts it down. I like Orlando. I like Dwight Howard. Let's throw him in there. Boston.
I can't believe that you picked the same four teams as me. Next time I see you, I want to see your notes. We're winding out 2008, Wizzle. We won't be talking to you again till 2009. Until then, come back. Same time, same place, same channel. See ya.
Greet Peter with some lamb. Shalom.
Okay, everybody, it's once again that time for us to say goodbye, but I do want to mention to you, in 2008, we did a lot of different things. We learned a lot, and there's a very, very important cause that we begun fighting in late 2007 and most of 2008, and we would definitely be huge voices in 2009, and that is HIV and AIDS awareness. Our daughter is the United States National Youth Spokesperson, so she will be bringing a lot of attention and awareness through her music because she's a singer, and her celebrity will bring attention. We definitely want everybody listening to our show, pay attention to it. It's an epidemic out there, y'all, and we got to protect ourselves and all make sure that we don't contract it, and if there is someone that we know that do have it, still love them and treat them the same and talk to them and be a friend and a listening ear, because having HIV and AIDS is not an easy thing, but educate yourselves on it. Definitely, you can email us. We'll give you whatever knowledge that we have about it as well. We have someone on the line. Her name is Betty Jones. She actually got our family involved in it, and she's a mentor for Shani, and we really, really love and respect her and all that she does. She's just a wonderful person. She's highly educated on HIV and AIDS. I won't give out her personal information, but you can contact us and we can put you in touch with her as need be or necessary. But definitely she's here, and I just wanted her to tell you guys a little bit about it. We only got like a minute left. So, Betty, could you just speak to them and just tell them how important it is to get educated on HIV and AIDS?
Yes, it's most important to educate yourself. Most important, Shani, the work that she's doing along with her family, they're educating the public, because a lot of people fear by touching someone, they think that they can contact HIV virus, but that's not true. The most important thing to educate yourself by reading materials, you can go to the Christie's website to get information, you can go to CDC, and most importantly, get tested, know your status. That's the most important thing to do.
Most definitely, and as you heard her, you can go to sales@JackieChristie.com and email us, or you can go to JackieChristie.com, the website. You can go to ChantelChristie.com. You can go to our MySpaces, which is myspace.com/Jackie and Doug, Infinite Love. You can email us right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to the CDC. That is the Center for Disease Control, and just get education. There's so many different organizations, so many different places. You're going to hear a lot about it on our show in 2009. You're going to hear a lot about it from the different things we plan on doing in the communities, and you will see and hear a lot more about Betty Jones as well. Thank you, Betty, and we want to say thank you to everybody. And until next week, take care, our friends. Bye-bye.
Respect.